another. That is not the way to do that. If you're going to do that section of 86, let's just take from Jones Road to the bridge and do it. And get a single design, a single fix, a single bid on that.
I agree. Our dilemma is that when we fund our estimation projects, we don't typically have a lot of funding left to spread over the 21 counties to address these needs. With the bipartisan infrastructure law and the increase in the gas tax, we were able to do that and ask the interstate, and we had that work in 265. And had we not had inflation, probably would have looked at a program and made a 6 interchange. But now with inflation, we're kind of back in that same boat of we have $5 million here to cover some of the counties or $10 million. And so we almost have to piecemeal up the spread it thin enough to kind of address a little bit of everybody's needs. But it's not, like you're saying, it would be better for you to just go in once, fix it, and get it out.
I mean, can that be a design build candidate or no?
Possibly. I think it's still kind of small for that. The interchange maybe, but the work in Jennifer at the Long Creek, that's probably more standard design but build. And I know that the TDD, that Big Cedar Forum, talked about funding that interchange as well. That I think their funding is right now tied up with just the work that happened.
Is there anything that needs to be changed with those three?
I don't know.
Question, is this a gray area block off here? Does that mean that only the top three are going to be going forward for review, or will the whole sheet go up for review and focus on that, or how is that going to be processed for review?
Great. So the top three, which are grayed, is what our staff will then present to our regional transportation advisory committee for their prioritization.
Go to the next slide.
Right.
So the rest of this will not even be seen. It'll be the top three that's right there. So we need to focus and make sure we got the right top three. That's the only thing that's really going forward, right?
Correct.
At this time, it may change in the future.
Sure.
Another question over to the next page. I'm not jumping ahead. I don't know if you're going to discuss this separately or not. But, you've got on particular that last sheet, we've gone off the rated projects. 21 is what we've got on the list there right now, and at least you've transferred over to these sheets for SIMCOG purposes. But on the next sheet is a whole subcategory, the biped allotment and those lines of funding also. I assume those are going to be handled by separate reviews?
Correct. So our TAC prioritizes road and bridge projects that are on the MoDOT route, on the MoDOT system, which is the first section we were talking about. And then we also prioritize bike and ped projects. In the past, there had maybe been an opportunity to, there's not much of an opportunity to program bike and ped into this tip unless it comes along with another asset management project that gets in there for like sidewalk enhancements or ADA compliance. Perhaps adding pedestrian connection to a bridge replacement. So our bike ped prioritization list primarily helps us and kind of the local jurisdictions apply for grant programs like the Transportation Alternatives Program or TAP. It helps us then write that letter of support, which is a requirement for those applications that we can say, this was rated as Taney County's number one pedestrian need, or it was rated as SIMCOG's regional, top whatever number need. So it kind of helps strengthen the grant applications. And similarly, with other lists, road and bridge, even if it doesn't make it to the top on our regional need, if we've got it a good prioritized list for the county, again, if there's another funding opportunity that comes along that's separate from the STIP funding, then that enables us to write letters of support and advocate better for those projects.
Open up some opportunities for funding.
Yeah. So for the TAC, we prioritize the road and bridge needs as one list, and then we prioritize bike and ped. The other ones you see on here, like rail, the freight, aviation, transit, those are kind of holdouts from when we, I think two times ago when we tried for a sales tax increase, the legislature, I believe, or whoever was moving that initiative, wanted a multimodal transportation needs list. And so we felt that it was best to just keep those on our list the best we can, but we don't necessarily prioritize those at the regional level.
Well, with President Biden's infrastructure money, there have been a lot of opportunities for people to focus on those fundings, including the rail side.
Yeah.
But so you've got to prioritize, you've got it in your hip pocket ready to go if we need to call upon it. If Hollister or Branson or any of the communities decide they want, or Forsyth want to approach those items, then they have an avenue that we've got to diagnose the guys on the list.
Yeah. I'll also say we've had experience with particularly our rail list. You know, once people start thinking about that, then they might think about eliminating some rail crossings. And though it's not necessarily on a MoDOT route, it might be adjacent to a MoDOT route. And so that's enabled us to go back and look at those two needs as maybe a combined process. We've seen in Webster County and Route 60 consolidation of some rail crossings because in building some new interchange along 60 Highway because we were able to...
There's a lot of federal funding under the Biden program infrastructure for closing grade crossings.
Yeah.
And so if the staff ever get free time to focus on them, we got so many other problems that they're focusing on. One question, and I pose this particularly there in the PED project to Michael Woods. Are those two projects rated there at the top? Are those the first out of the box? Are they look appropriate to the needs of Branson? And look like Ferris Wheel to Pat Nash Drive and Convention Center downtown, right in the heart of the downtown area there by the Convention Center, the two focuses that you're thinking about doing something with?
Absolutely. So 76 is high priority for the City of Branson. You're going to see a huge push for that, as it has been for the last 10 years plus. But I'm excited about future projects that are going there, and commitment for TAP money is starting to come in, and we have extra TAP applications out. And as Jason highlighted very well, is you know, our letters of support are what get us over the crossing line.
So you have some active TAPs in the middle?
We do. Yeah, we have one in 76 or 76 segment 1 and 2, and then we have another one that's the extra money that was flowing over for pickup segment 3 and actually move out of 76 and go over to Shepherd of the Hills for crosswalk improvements. So safety is for our pedestrians. It has to become number one, as we don't want to be on national news for pedestrian fatalities as families are walking across the road. As you know, 76 has a lot of distractions to look at. So.
Excellent. Oh, some of this help add to the funding for the upgrade of 76 strip? Dovetail into that, or is that?
It does. It dovetails into it. It allows us to do not only just a normalized traffic intersection improvement bill, it allows us to do some enhancements that haven't been thought of before.
So. Wow, you're on top of it. Great. That's good. Appreciate it.
Question number 6. It says, Tom, they might get a new bridge. I just missed Swan Creek in Forsyth.
This says on new bridge. 96 under the
head. That was just the new bridge.
Yeah, social, new bridge.
Also, I think we've received some public comment about wanting sidewalks in Forsyth, you know, also throughout the community, not just on the bridge. I just want to share that. Yeah.
And that bridge will take, is it next year or 26?
It's 26 or 27, I can't remember. It'll be on the, I can look at this. We've had to delay things because of inflation also.
And then we got that one on the Beaver Creek Bridge.
Yeah. But I asked because I was also asked by the project manager if there was an identified bicycle pedestrian on that Swan Creek Bridge. have been requested. So this, I would look forward to this list.
A lot of people look, walk up and down that.
It's a very narrow highway lanes with nowhere, with a bluff and an 80-foot drop below, so nowhere for anyone to be, and then the bridge, of course, there's nowhere to be. It is a little bit dangerous there.
I suggest if you have people walking and concerned about it, that you expand the definition to include that area.
It's like Silver Creek is showing four for 2026 and Beaver Creek bridges for 2027.
Doug and I are doing some bench talk here, but basically the question is, do we need to make a motion? So I'm going to make a motion to leave the top three here and move those forward to the SimCog.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to keep our top three in top three in the discussion. Seeing none of those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry. Right. Anything else on that?
Just to double check, just no other changes to the rest of this list either. The transit items are primarily captured in our regional transit plan as well. So that's usually the best avenue for federal transit funds. And we update that on a 5-year basis, but then periodically as needed, and then we write letters of support for those applications as well.
I had a curiosity question on this project description fee that is passed out earlier. What is this stamping on the back here of payment and payback? I have an invoice that scanning or processing of the payments or what?
Yeah, that's basically a sign that when I was writing a check to someone, not hiring a contractor, because the contractors look at this list too. So for example, the funding, it says payment, it's on the back of the second page. The first payment talks
right.
about phase one multimodal improvements. That's a payment City of Branson to start implementing that number one by February.
So that means it's underway.
Right. The second one is an annual payment to the City of Branson for banking over 76 that we eventually pay off, I think, in 2028.
Right. Thank you.
Item five on there, we continue. Commissioner, I'm going to talk to you about the Kenny County Expressway. We got on the list. Should it still be on the list?
You know, realistically, no. I mean, I think I've been pretty open with you, Rick, and mm-hmm. I've been open, Devin knows. We dealt with the family that this involved, that this whole project was a risk. So I'll just be real open and candid about the whole process. This family had their land taken two previous times for easements and stuff. This particular project was going to go through the middle of it. We had multiple sit-down meetings with this family, and it was going to cause separation of the family. It was probably going to cause the strenuous death of the property owner if it was to go through. I mean, the man was stressed beyond belief. There was every avenue tried. There was discussion. There was possibility of buying. None of that was going to work. Money was not the answer to it, and condemning their land was not an option from the current commission. It's a family farm. And that just wasn't what we were willing to stand for. So I'm sorry to everybody that made that a priority, but when you sit in a room with the people that actually affects, and you're not just talking one person, you're talking an entire family, multi-sections of a family, that's a pretty tough decision to make. Sit there and look at somebody in the eye and say, nah, screw you. I'm sorry to be real candid, but that's a pretty tough decision to make. And it wasn't made overnight. Several hours of discussion went in on that. To be honest with you, no. I don't think it is necessary to be on your list.
The $3 million bridge.